By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another day of Rise and Shine. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we are back this morning to listen, to begin our day by listening to the glorious Quran, to listen to a Naad Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. You know, and this is one of the beauties of our deen, of our religion, of our messenger, of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, that all over the world, people celebrate by, you know, mentioning his name, by respecting him. Yes, there are other religions who do try to celebrate, you know, possibly even the birth of their prophet or whatever it may be. But are they truly respecting their prophets or not? This is the question. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we respect our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We show our love for the messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Really, we show this love and remember, you cannot be a believer. You cannot be a believer until you truly love the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, you can't be a true believer, a complete believer, until you love the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than you love yourself, more than you love your own parents, more than you love your own children, more than you love whoever it may be that you love. You must love the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even more. And sadly for some, it may be not who they love, or it may be what they love. You know, sadly we're living in a world where people bring belongings or wealth even before their own family members, even before those people who they generally should love, those people who they should honor, for example, their parents. They care less about their parents, they care about their cars more, they care about their wealth more, they care about their money more. They care less about their brothers, they care less about this brotherhood. You know, being a brother, your brothers, your sisters' children, rather they care more about their wealth. Sadly, this is the world's just reality, isn't it, my dear viewers? But remember, to be a true believer, we must love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more, my dear viewers. We must love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than we may love our parents, our children, all of humanity. And my dear viewers, more than, well, there's no doubt about it. If it's more than the parents, it's more than their wealth, my dear viewers, no doubt about it. Alhamdulillah, the best of wealth you can ever have is your parents. For those that do have their parents with them, respect and honor your parents. Make the most of having your parents. Because only those people who have lost their parents will really be able to understand this, that nothing can ever replace your parents, my dear viewers. Nothing can replace your parents. Now, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Rise and Shine, each and every single morning, Rise and Shine, we have Madani Views of Madani channel. We listen to the Quran, we listen to the Naad Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have a daily topic. Now, today's topic is very, very important. Very important today's topic is. What is today's topic? Today's topic is something which is obligatory upon us. Now, immediately when we think of something being obligatory, when something being farz, I think most of the time we think of this. Yes, this thing which is obligatory upon us 5 times a day. What this is, first, let's as usual begin our day by listening to the glorious Quran, and then inshallah we shall hear a little about our topic. My dear viewers, remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, whatever it is you are doing, put it to a side. Whatever it is you are, you know, if it's speaking, whatever it may be, just pause for a moment and give your full attention to the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah, we are listening to Surah Al-Baqarah, and I think we are coming towards the halfway line, if I'm correct. I'm not too sure, my dear viewers. Let's see which verses we have, and let's inshallah try to listen, pay attention, make good intentions to listen to the glorious Quran, and also the translation of the glorious Quran in the Urdu language. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
وہ جو کافر ہیں کتابی یا مشرک وہ نہیں چاہتے کہ تم پر کوئی بھلائی اترے تمہارے رب کے پاس سے اور اللہ اپنی رحمت سے خاص کرتا ہے جسے چاہے اور اللہ بڑے فضل والا ہے.
ما ننسخ من آیت او ننسها نأت بخیر منها او مثلها أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ
جب کوئی آیت ہم منسوخ فرمائیں یا بھلا دیں تو اس سے بہتر یا اس جیسی لے آئیں گے کیا تجھے خبر نہیں کہ اللہ سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے.
أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا لَكُمْ دون اللہ من ولی ولا نصیر
کیا تجھے خبر نہیں کہ اللہ ہی کے لیے ہے آسمانوں اور زمین کی بادشاہی اور اللہ کے سوا تمہارا نہ کوئی حمایتی نہ مددگار.
ام تريدون ان تسألوا رسولكم كما سئل موسى من قبل وَمَن يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ
کیا یہ چاہتے ہو کہ اپنے رسول سے ویسا سوال کرو جو پہلے موسیٰ سے ہوا تھا اور جو ایمان کے بدلے کفر لے وہ ٹھیک راستہ سے بہک گیا.
وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
بہت کتابیوں نے چاہا کاش تمہیں ایمان کے بعد کفر کی طرف پھیر دیں اپنے دلوں کی جلن سے بعد اس کے کہ حق ان پر خوب ظاہر ہو چکا ہے تو تم چھوڑو اور درگزر کرو یہاں تک کہ اللہ اپنا حکم لائے بے شک اللہ ہر چیز پر قادر ہے.
وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ
اور نماز قائم رکھو اور زکات دو اور اپنی جانوں کے لیے جو بھلائی آگے بھیجو گے اسے اللہ کے یہاں پاؤ گے بے شک اللہ تمہارے کام دیکھ رہا ہے.
وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة الا من كان هودا او نصارا تلك امانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم ان كنتم صادقين
اور اہل کتاب بولے ہرگز جنت میں نہ جائے گا مگر وہ جو یہودی یا نصرانی ہو یہ ان کی خیال بندیاں ہیں تم فرماؤ لاؤ اپنی دلیل اگر سچے ہو.
بلى من اسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله اجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
ہاں کیوں نہیں, جس نے اپنا منہ جھکایا اللہ کے لیے اور وہ نیکوکار ہے تو اس کا نیک یعنی بدلہ اس کے رب کے پاس ہے اور انہیں نہ کچھ اندیشہ ہو اور نہ کچھ غم.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. دی ویورز آف مدنی چینل, الحمدللہ عز و جل, you are watching Rise and Shine. We have listened to the glorious Quran, and within those verses of the Quran lies the answer to the famous question, what is today's topic, my dear viewers? And today, my dear viewers of Mother Channel, we shall be speaking about something which is no doubt special, no doubt about it, something which is unique. Alhamdulillah, it's unique for the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But something which is strange, brilliant but strange, special, exclusive in itself, my dear viewers. What is this? Generally, whatever orders Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, whatever He has ordered mankind, whatever He has ordered the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that's man and jinn, those things which are necessary for us to do, for example, to fast, fasting, my dear viewers, during the month of Ramadan, to refrain from sins, to refrain from lying, backbiting, ostentation, to refrain from harming others, to perform good deeds, respect each other, respect the parents, respect the neighbors, respect the elders, be compassionate to the youngsters. So subhanAllah, yes, within our deen there are so many rulings, there are so many orders which have been given, how to, you know, transactions, etc. In, you know, in marriage, in wills, inheritance, there are so much rulings we find within the glorious Quran. But there's something about these rulings. All of these rulings have been given. We have been given these orders. But where were these orders given? These orders were given on the earth. An angel had come down and revealed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes, without the medium of an angel, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a revelation. But in each and every single one of these cases, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, it was on the earth. But there is that one special ruling, one special obligation, which is not a ruling given on the earth, but rather a ruling given in the heavens, above the heavens, my dear viewers, or beyond the heavens is a better word. Because above, we think on top, it denotes upon a space, it denotes upon a place. Beyond, it's not necessarily limited to a place, my dear viewers. So beyond the heavens. And immediately say beyond the heavens again, we just, Allahu Akbar. But if he was a Madani channel, what am I referring to? Some people would be thinking, what is this person on about? Let's listen to the Nasheef of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then inshallah I shall tell you. Many would have already guessed what today's topic is about, what we shall be speaking about. Let's listen to the Naat Sharif. If you do know the words, try to join along. If you don't know, then continue what you are doing, but also please do pay attention to the Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Likh raha hu naati sarvar sabz gumbad dekh kar, likh raha hu naati sarvar سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر
لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر کیف تاری ہے قلم پر کیف تاری ہے قلم پر سبز گنبد دیکھ کر
لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر
ہے مقدر یاوری پر سبز گنبد دیکھ کر ہے مقدر یاوری پر سبز گنبد دیکھ کر پھر نہ کیوں جھومے سناگر پھر نہ کیوں جھومے سناگر سبز گنبد دیکھ کر
لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر
آپ سے بس آپ ہی کو مانگتا ہے یا نبی آپ سے بس آپ ہی کو مانگتا ہے یا نبی آپ کا ادنا گداگر آپ کا ادنا گداگر سبز گنبد دیکھ کر
لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر
ٹوٹ جائے دم مدینے میں میرا یا رب بکے ٹوٹ جائے دم مدینے میں میرا یا رب بکے کاش ہو جا اے میسر کاش ہو جا اے میسر سبز گنبد دیکھ کر
لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر
آہائے تار تجھ سے اتنا بینا ہو سکا ہے تار تجھ سے اتنا بینا ہو سکا جان کر دے تان چھاور جان کر دے تان چھاور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر
لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر لکھ رہا ہوں نعت سرور سبز گنبد دیکھ کر سبز گنبد دیکھ کر سبز گنبد دیکھ کر
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of the channel, Alhamdulillah عز وجل, this is one of the beautiful, Alhamdulillah, beautiful, brilliant things of Madani channel is that we regularly get to see, well, in fact, we always get to see whenever we switch on Madani channel. I'll just realize myself right now, in the top right corner, you will be able to see now, I'm possibly doing it this way and it's the other way around, it'll be on this side. But we always see, Alhamdulillah, we have the blessed Gumbad Sharif. Now this is just what I was going to say, that whenever we watch Madani channel, we regularly get to see the blessed Gumbaz Sharif of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a constant reminder of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How important it is for us to remember, to do the zikr, the remembrance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And this is beautiful, really. Why? Because, and why is it always back to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So a lot of people would think, you know, why is it like this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has chosen the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pass on the teachings, to teach us, to bring on the message, to spread the message of the deen. And it was through the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we were able to accept Islam, to become Muslims, to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was through the struggles which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had experienced, all the difficulties which he had experienced. And undoubtedly we are indebted to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Undoubtedly, honestly, no doubt about it, we are indebted to the noble Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how can we not send gifts, express our happiness to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When you recite the Durood Sharif, this Durood Sharif is presented to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if it was regularly, please do remember to recite the Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've just realized that, subhanallah, on top of the screen, the topic is given. What is the topic? The topic is Salah. Yes, I've given it away. Allahu Akbar. No more suspense, my dear viewers. Yes, this is today's topic. The topic for today is Salah. Yes, Salah, Salah. You know, we've heard this word so many times. And as I was saying, it is that one order which was given in the beyond the heavens. Beyond the heavens, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given most of the glorious Quran, and was undoubtedly given the entire glorious Quran. But I'm referring to the rulings, most of the rulings of the glorious Quran on the earth. On the earth, whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was on the earth, but then the miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had journeyed from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, and then from Masjid al-Aqsa he had traversed the seven heavens. He had journeyed the seven heavens, and beyond the seven heavens, we've heard many a time that beyond the seven heavens or above the seven heavens is the Sidratul Muntaha. And above the Sidratul Muntaha, the throne, the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with the ending of the Arsh is the ending of place or space. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled beyond. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he traveled beyond this. And he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his own eyes, in the state of being awake, in the state of wakefulness. He saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a gift. This is the beauty of it, that this is in actual fact a gift. A gift from the creator of all of mankind, from the creator of all of jinnkind, from the creator of all of the worlds. The one and only Lord, the one and only God, the one and only true God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a gift from the Lord of the universe to the greatest of mankind, to the greatest of all creation, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. On this special day, and yes, undoubtedly, this was a special day for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. This was his greatest miracle, his personal greatest miracle, where he was to roam the earth and roam the skies, the heavens. He was able to see, and subhanallah, all he saw. And then he was able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And on this special day of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a special gift was given to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is this gift? This gift is the gift of salah, the gift of prayer. But initially this was 50. Initially it was 50. There were 50 prayers. But with the help of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, although he has left this world for the eternal abode. Remember, all prophets are alive in their graves. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had left this world for the eternal abode. He had left, his apparent demise had occurred, but yet he helped us. How did he help us? Which, you know, this, a lesson we learn from this is that the people who have left this world, whose apparent demise has occurred, they can still help us. How did Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam help us? He helped us in that initially there were 50 prayers prescribed upon us. 50 prayers. But Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam advised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decrease this number. And this was slowly decreased to 5 prayers. But the reward of these 5 prayers, the reward a person shall attain, equates to that of 50. For every one prayer, you gain the reward of 10 prayers. This is how Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had helped us. Allahu Akbar. If nowadays we can't read 5, how would we read 50? There would be so much more sin upon us. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had helped us. And if we were to pray in one, we don't only gain the reward of one, we gain the reward of 10. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has helped us. Yes, my dear viewers, what was this gift? This gift was the gift of salah. To bow in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would spend his nights in prostration. He would spend his nights praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we do pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benefits, now remember, this is a typical mindset that some may have, that they think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, well, in terms of worship, then we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in need of our worship, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in need of us sending salawat. No, my dear viewers, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this does not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's affecting us. This affects us. If we worship, we are rewarded. Our rank is raised, our sins are forgiven. If we don't, we shall be punished. This is what we must understand, that it is for our own benefit. If we pray salah, it is our own benefit. If we don't pray salah, it is our own loss. And salah is something which the Prophet ﷺ had stressed. He was very, very strong when it came to salah, my dear viewers. Very strict when it came to salah. Because salah is not something which you can be lazy about. It's not something you think, you know, you can just give it a miss. I'm a bit tired today, there's no problem, let's give it a miss. No, you should never ever miss a prayer. And a big problem we have in this day and age, a very, very big problem. You know, the state of our salah, we shall possibly get to that. But just in terms of reading our salah, we don't understand its importance. We think it's, yes, we must read salah. We know that it's farz to read salah, but we don't understand that it's farz. We don't understand what it means by farz. Fard, you know, it's an obligation. We don't understand what it means by a farz, an obligation. We think that, and honestly, there are so many people who think this. We think that salah is something where if you've got something else you need to do, something which is really, really important, you can miss your salah. No, my dear viewers, there is no reason. There is no reason, no excuse for which we can miss our salah. One thing is not being able to perform. That's another matter. But being physically able, having the mental capacity, meaning when salah is obligatory on a person, as is with the majority of people, we can't think, oh no, but I need to go and do something. I won't be able to do it later, it'll be a bit difficult for me. So I'll just, it's okay, I'll just miss my prayer. Or the shop's going to close. So it'll be like, okay, shall I read namaz or shall I go shop? But the shop's going to close. And they think, oh, but the shop's going to close, let's go quickly go shop and then I'll miss this namaz, I'll read my next one. MashaAllah, and this is the state of us. This is exactly what's happening. I'm not just making this up, my dear viewers. It's something I've seen, something I've heard. And it's something which is shocking because it shows that person doesn't really understand. He knows that salah is farz, but he doesn't understand what he means by farz. So such people, it's, well, what's the reason? The reason is lack of knowledge. What does it mean by farz, my dear viewers? What it means by farz is it doesn't matter if the shop's going to close. There are shops which are open generally. That's another matter though. It doesn't matter if the shop is going to close. What, is somebody going to die if the shop closes? Are you really going to starve? No. You have other food, you have other options. You can remain hungry for some time. But it doesn't mean you can miss your salah. No, you cannot miss your salah. Read your salah and then go. And this is just the example of a shop, my dear viewers. People would have so many different examples. Sometimes we think, oh, but, you know, our football time is for this time, or, you know, I need to go to exercise at this time, whatever it may be. So, okay, I can't miss Salah time. Why? Because it's this class, or the school, or even university students. You know, there's a lecture at this time. You must understand, whatever it is, Salah comes first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the humans except to worship me, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the reason I have created human mankind and jinn is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our purpose is not games, our purpose is not our wealth, our income. Our purpose is not friends and family. This is not our purpose. Our purpose, my dear viewers, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't think, oh, I've got a class at this time, I've got a lecture at this time, I've got such and such thing to do at this time, I've got this job to do at this time. So, okay, it's all right, I'll just pray my salah later, I'll even do qaza. No. Salah comes first. You should make your timetable, your schedule around your salah timings. So as a Muslim, this should be your mindset. You should think, and this should be the mindset of a Muslim. It should be that, okay, these are the things I've got to do on this day. Right, this I'll do before salah. Asr and Maghrib time now is getting closer. I won't be able to do this. I'll do this after Maghrib because we have enough time. So I'll do this after Maghrib Salah, and I'll do this little thing before Asr and Maghrib, for example. So whatever we do, it should evolve around the prayer times. We automatically have a skeleton of a schedule. We already have some sort of schedule. What is our schedule? It doesn't go by time, it goes by our salahs. At this time is this prayer time, this time is this prayer time, and our works should evolve around our prayer times. This is the day's schedule of a Muslim. This is what Islam is, my dear viewers, to submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we submit? One way is salah. Salah is farz upon everybody. And in fact, we mentioned qada, I'll mention a parable of a person who misses the salah but yet prays qada. Now remember, there's something we call qaza or qada, meaning if you miss a prayer, you must make it up. First, let's go to our daily reminder, and then inshallah, we shall hear more about this. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. By the grace.
grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytwani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinatan, talking about unique actions of unique personalities. We mentioned regarding the unique action of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a form of politeness. And today we talk about some of the unique actions of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. The unique action of the Sahaba was that they remained hungry and they lived their lives in this state. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that I used to fall between the pulpit of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam and the blessed house of Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha due to severe hunger. Someone used to come and place the foot on my neck. He would regard me as insane, but I was completely sane. Extreme hunger caused this state. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they would collapse because of the state of staying hungry. And it's mentioned regarding Sayyidina Fadhil bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that when the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam used to lead the jamaat, the congregation of salah, there were some companions alayhim ridwan who used to fall during salah because of severe hunger. These companions was the Ahle Sufa. The bandsman used to consider them as insane. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would finish his salah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam used to turn towards them and say, if you knew what reward is store for you in the court of Allah azza wa jal, you would wish that your hunger and poverty would prolong even more. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, this was the state of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. They would remain hungry. This was the unique action of this. They lived a life in such a way that they would spend days and nights in the state of hunger. Some of the companions and saints, rahimahumullah, would stay hungry for many continuous days. In regards to this Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala would not eat anything for 6 days. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala would not eat for 7 days. The student of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala named Abu Jawza radiallahu ta'ala did not eat for 7 days. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and Sayyidina Sufyan al-Sawri rahmatullah alayhi would remain hungry for 3 days. All these blessed saints, rahimahumullah, would gain help in walking in the path of the hereafter by means of hunger. So my dear Islam brothers, this was a unique action of the Sahaba ikram, the unique action of the great awliya. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hazur Ghosi Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, remain hungry, would not eat anything for a whole year. This was a great miracle of Hazur-e-Baghdad Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So my dear Islam brothers, this is such a unique action proven from the lives of the Sahaba, the lives of the awliya, that they would remain hungry for many days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of this unique action of theirs and bless us with halal sustenance and bless us with uniqueness in our actions also. My dear Islam brothers, continue to watch the silsilas on Madani channel regarding unique actions and learn many of the unique ways of the pious people, rahimahullah. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, a beautiful reminder, something Allahu Akbar. We in fact do the opposite, don't we, my dear viewers? Hunger is not something it's not a state we try to get used to. It's not a state we are regularly in. Well, this is speaking for a lot of people, you can say. I can't even say most people, because sadly there will be many people. Most of the people around the world are poor, and mashallah, there are many people watching from many places in the world. But, you know, it's, there are some who don't have the food, but those who have the food, those who have the ability, those people, they many times overeat. This is just a reality, isn't it? Many times they overeat, is obesity. Obesity nowadays is rampant, no doubt about it. You know, there are so many people who are obese. Although my dear viewers of Madani Channel, sadly, at the same time, there are so many people who are hungry. And by hungry, I don't just refer to, for example, I may be hungry right now because, well, alhamdulillah, I did have my breakfast. But yet, you know, a person can be hungry again. I don't just mean hungry in that way. I mean, people are really hungry. People are lacking any means to eat, any food. And sometimes they go days without food. Madhavi also said, there are people who are struggling around the world. But for those that have all this food, remember, the Prophet ﷺ also had the option. But the Prophet ﷺ preferred to remain hungry. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did have an option, but they didn't eat till they're full. They didn't eat to their full, no. But they remain hungry. Why? Because within this state of hunger, there is blessings. Alhamdulillah. There is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mashallah, that was a beautiful reminder. It's something which is very, very rare for us to act upon. How many of us who were hungry and had the option of food decided not to eat, but rather to remain hungry? Or when to eat, to only eat a little bit. And I will say, there's nobody like this, but there may be one person. And that'll be one person in 1,000 or one person in 1,000,000. This is just a reality. Because whenever we are hungry, we say, I want some food. I want the best of food. Our eyes become even more hungry, don't they? Than what our stomach can actually take in. You know, we want a bit of everything. That's why, you know, I always say, don't go to the shop. Don't go shopping when you're hungry. Why? Because you'll go and buy everything. You think, I want a bit of this, I want a bit of this. This is the hunger of our eyes, my dear viewers. When it comes to eating it, you can only eat a little amount. Nevertheless, my dear viewers, undoubtedly there are many blessings in remaining hungry. But coming back to our topic. Our topic today is the topic of salah. And I mentioned that some people think that it's okay. You know, there's no harm in missing a prayer. I'll make up for it. And these are some who are, you could say on a scale, these are some who are on the good side. Why? Because the majority of the people, sadly, yes, the majority. You know, I said only possibly about 5% of people, Muslims, actually pray the 5 daily salah. And what the state will be about their salah is another matter. But there are some who, mashallah, who, if they are to miss a prayer, in fact, it's wrong if they miss it on purpose. There's no doubt about it. This is wrong if they think, oh, it's okay, I'll miss it and pray my qaza. Now, this missing is haram. It is wrong. If you miss one prayer, your name is written on the gate of the fire of hell. You are deserving of punishment. Just missing one prayer. But if you have missed any prayers and a person performs tawbah, he feels bad about it. He repents. And for some things, you must make up for them. So if you missed a prayer, then repentance is not enough. You can't just say, oh, I repent, I feel so bad, and even cry. No, you have to make up for it too. Then there's a chance for you to be forgiven. You must make up for that prayer. So this is known as qada, making up for something which you have missed. For example, making up your prayer if you have missed your prayer. But even within this, do not take this lightly. It's said that it's been narrated by Hazrat Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Amr ibn Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that there was a person and his sister had passed away. They performed the funeral rites, they shrouded her, and they had buried her. Now upon burying her, he said that he left, I don't know why or how he left, or you know why he even had a bag of dirhams or whatever it may have been. But he left somehow, possibly whilst going down and lowering her into the grave, he left a bag of dirhams there. They placed the soil on top of the grave and they left. Now later when he remembers, that he left those or that bag of money in the grave, he goes back and to open up the grave again. And he says that he decided that when he did open the grave, he thought he'll see the state of his sister who had passed away, who they had buried. He thought, let me just take a look. Let's see how she is. Now remember, it wouldn't have been in them days. It's not those coffins. They're simply shrouded and they're placed in their grave. So he said, let me just take a look at my sister. Let's see what state she is in. And he said that when he removed a brick or whatever it was in front of her, he saw that there was a fire. This fire was blazing in the grave. Allahu Akbar, fire was blazing in the grave. Imagine a person would become frightened and he would run away. And this is exactly what he did. He was scared and he rushed back to his mother. And he told his mother this. And he says to his mother that, what is the reason for this? His mother gives the reason. She says that one thing which your sister had done during her lifetime was that she would leave her prayers and then make up for them after the time. So the time of Fajr Salah has gone and she would make up for them by reading Qadha. Now making up for them is a good thing. But missing them, or regularly missing these, leading to a situation where you have to make them up, this is bad behaviors. This is haram, it's not permissible whatsoever. Some people think, oh yeah, there's something else making up for it. If I'm made up for it, it's not really making up for it. No, because the whole point of prayer is for you to pray in a stipulated time. So you're not really making up for it, but you're doing the least you can. It is a form of expiation. But our prayers are in stipulated times. If you miss the time, you've missed the prayer. You miss the prayer. It's not that you're reading Qur'an, you're making up for it. You're not really, my wording is wrong. The wording is, you know, which I use, I said making up. You're not making up for it. This is not, never think, oh, by reading your Qur'an prayer, you are making up for it. No, you're not. It's not making up for it, my dear viewers. What you've missed, you've missed. There is that hope. There is that hope that inshallah, if you do repeat it after, if you read it after the time it was supposed to be read it, along with tawbah, you repented, you felt bad, you promised never to do it again, then there is that hope that you can be forgiven for missing your prayer. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us all. But remember, my dear viewers, for those of us that have not read all our salah, there's no other way about it. Now, sadly, we have some people in, you know, this day and age who say, if you do such and such thing, then you shall be forgiven for your prayers. No, there's no way about it. You cannot give wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think that, you know, I'm giving wealth to this madrasa, I'm building a masjid, so this means, you know, I don't have to read my prayers. Whoever is, if anybody is saying this, these things, they are trying to trick you. The reality is there is no way. There is no way of true repentance or giving kafara for your missed prayers except for you to pray your qaza salah. If you have missed your prayer, you have performed a haram act, an impermissible act. But now it's necessary upon you. It's still necessary upon you, still farz, for you to read your qada prayers. So how many ever prayers you have missed, whatever your age may be, some may be 30 years old, some may be 40 years old, some may be 50, 80, no matter how old you are. Every single prayer, when praying became farz upon you, meaning when a person becomes mature, when you are mature, every single prayer which you had missed, every single one of them, you must, again, I was going to say make up for those. You know what I mean when I do say make up for those. You must repeat those prayers. But these prayers you must read. Qada, you say, you must perform qada. You must read these prayers. You must make up for every single one of them. Don't think from now on, alhamdulillah, or when I'm older, I'm going to start my prayers and I'm going to read all my prayers. This does not suffice. This does not cover all the last prayers you've missed. No, you must pray all your qaza prayers. As to how to pray those, Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, you can download, there's a booklet on, there are probably many, Alhamdulillah, on the Dawud Islami website, and if he was, or approach his Sunni scholar, and he should be able to advise you as to how to read your qada prayers. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's go to our next segment, the daily hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah, in today's daily hadith, I will be sharing a hadith in regards to a beautiful sunnah narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُكَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ إِنْدَ كُلِّ سَلَىٰ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, had I not found it difficult upon my ummah, I would have commanded them that they use the miswak for every salah. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, from this hadith we can understand how much importance and emphasis has been made upon using the miswak. Alongside there being many hygienical and medical benefits of using the miswak, the greatest virtue of using the miswak, of course, is that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah and it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the miswak, it pleases the Rahman and it displeases the shaitan. Using the miswak, it graces an individual with the presence, with the company of the angels. And through using the miswak, one is able to elevate his status in Jannah. Also, the miswak aids a person in the pangs of death. And the salah which is performed after using the miswak, its reward is also multiplied by 70. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, why don't you also make the intention to use the miswak? Now, how do we use the miswak? When do we use the miswak? To learn about all these manners and many other Madani pearls in regards to miswak, I encourage you to read the booklet of written by Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, entitled Blessings of Miswak, which can be purchased at your nearest Maktabatul Madina, or alternatively, you can download it on the website of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the privilege of being able to make use of this beautiful miswak and ultimately act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, this is presented to you each and every single morning. Each and every single morning, you get to see my face first thing in the morning. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, I don't know if you'll be happy with that or not, but nevertheless, Alhamdulillah, our purpose is to spread the knowledge of the deen. Yes, for us to learn about our deen, for us to learn about our religion, to learn about the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is one of the beauties of Dawat Islami, one of the beauties of Madani Channel. We are always speaking about love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, as I've mentioned before, in fact, in this episode itself, in the morning, or a bit ago, my wording is really bad today. But Allahu Akbar, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that we cannot become true believers until we love Him more than ourselves, our own families, our own parents, children, the entire humanity. So part of loving the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is learning about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, you know, we speak about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all our programs, no doubt about it. In all possibly with an exception of a few, you will hear speaking or praising, possibly every single one, praising the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, each and every single day on Rise and Shine, we hear a blessed hadith sharif of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now remember, my dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed great importance to salah. Really, he showed great importance to salah, such that even when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very weak, when he was ill, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was ill and he was very, very weak, it said that the companions themselves of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would help the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, because he would be too weak, they would aid the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring him in the masjid. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would still read the prayer. Whatever it was, Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu, he was stabbed with an arrow. This is how he later passed away too. But a person reminded him that prayer, and he says, yes, prayer. He says, yes, salah, salah. Even though he was wounded, he was more worried about his prayer than the wound. And this was how Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu had passed away. He says there is no part of our faith for those people who miss their salah. My dear viewers, inshallah, let's inshallah turn to a kalam and then we shall continue with our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Allahu ya دنیا بھول گیا یوں ہوش و خرد مفلوج ہوئے دل ذوق تماشا بھول گیا کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر ایک ابر کرم نے گھیر لیا پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر ایک ابر کرم نے گھیر لیا باقی نہ رہا پھر ہوش مجھے کیا مانگا کیا کیا بھول گیا باقی نہ رہا پھر ہوش مجھے کیا مانگا کیا کیا بھول گیا کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر احساس کے پردے لہرائے ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی احساس کے پردے لہرائے، ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی، سجدوں کی تڑپ اللہ اللہ، سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا، سجدوں کی تڑپ اللہ اللہ، سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا،
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر،
کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا،
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر،
جس وقت دعا کو ہاتھ اٹھے، یاد آنا سکا جو سوچا تھا، جس وقت دعا کو ہاتھ اٹھے، یاد آنا سکا جو سوچا تھا، اظہار عقیدت کی دھن میں، اظہار تمنا بھول گیا، اظہار عقیدت کی دھن میں، اظہار تمنا بھول گیا،
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر،
کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا،
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر،
ہر وقت برستی ہے رحمت، کعبے پہ جمیل اللہ اللہ، ہر وقت برستی ہے رحمت، کعبے پہ جمیل اللہ اللہ، خاکی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا، آسی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا، خاکی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا، آسی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا،
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر،
کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا،
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر،
اللہ
الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. اللہ اکبر. My dear viewers, the first vision of the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, how beautiful it is. Alhamdulillah, we do have our guest from South Africa with us, our mashallah respected Amir al-Din Ba. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Mashallah, we have you for a few seconds previously, but alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, I'm very well. How are you? I hope you are well and in the best of health. Firstly, jazakallahu khairah for joining us, mashallah. In regards to salah, you know, this, to be honest, there's so much to be said. What do you think it is important to share with the viewers of Madani Channel today?
One is there have been survey done by Dawud Islami, even when before Madani Channel was started. Because, you know, initially Dawud Islami was against Madani Channel, TV. But when the survey was done, it was shown that in Pakistan, 95% people don't read Salah. Imagine this number, 95% people don't read Salah, only 5%. So, obviously, the Majlis al-Shura, they made the decision and they presented these facts to Amir al-Sunnah. Then he realized the importance because they found that over 95% people got TV in the homes and they're not using it correctly. So they said, now, if we use the traditional platform of masjid to impart knowledge of Islam, you're only going to reach under 5% because not everyone of the 5% come and sit for programs in the masjid. So he said, now, if we use TV, you're going to reach more people. And that is proven. Now, with Madani Channel, it has impacted so many people's lives. And obviously, one of the biggest problems, as we said, is it has been proven that 95% people don't read Salah. Oh. And the reason is, many people do not know the benefit. So I just want to quote something from Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu. This is from Fatwa Razviya. It mentioned that a Tabi Buzrug, Hazrat Ka'b bin Al-Ahbar radiallahu anhu mentioned, that is mentioned in the Torah Sharif, that Almighty Allah told to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, that the followers of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that means our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is praising the Ummah. He said, if they perform 2 rakat of the farz of Fajr, he said, Allah said he will forgive their entire sins for the day and the night. That means he said, this is my responsibility to get rid of the sins for the entire day and night. And he said, O Musa alayhi salam, if the followers of Ahmad, that means our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam, perform 4 rakat of Zuhr, he said, for the first rakat, I will grant them forgiveness. For the second rakat, I'll increase the good deeds. For the third rakat, whatever the angels make dua of forgiveness, I will accept the du'as.
Allah.
And the fourth rakat of farz, of the four farz of Zuhr, he said the doors of heaven will be open and the hoors will be looking at them lovingly, waiting for them. Then he said, this is in the Torah Sharif, if you read 4 rakat of Asr, he says the angels in the 7 heavens make dua of maghfirat and make dua for their protection from punishment. And those who read 3 rakat of Maghrib, all doors of heaven are open for them and all their needs will be fulfilled. And the 4 rakat of Isha, he said, it's better than whatever is in the earth and also, I mean, the treasure of the earth and all the sins will be removed from them and they'll be like pure, free from sin, like they were just given birth to.
Allah.
And now also Hadrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu mentioned, he said, whoever performs Fajr Salah, which is a Salah that most people don't perform, they under the protection of Allah till the evening. Now imagine you under the protection of Almighty Allah and can any harm come to you, right?
Allah.
That's important.
No way.
Then Hazrat Allama Abdul Ra'uf Munadi Rahmatullahi mentioned that those who perform Fajr Salah, but this is now with khushu and khuzu, they will be under the protection of Allah. And why particularly Fajr Salah? Because that is where you need more effort. For others, it's convenient time where we are near the masjid, but for Fajr, you have to break your sleep, etc. Therefore, it's so emphasized. Now imagine how many people neglect Fajr Salah and they're more worried about the businesses and their career and this and that.
Suddenly, Amiruddin, by many people even think, oh, Fajr Salah is not farz, you know. Oh, you know, it's okay if he miss Fajr Salah, he's sleeping. Astaghfirullah al-Azim.
No, I've had people like this, yeah. Now, very important point is this here, right? If you miss Fajr Salah, like some people are on the impression that, never mind, I'll read 4 rakat Salah, the other 4 namaz. If you miss one, you are still be namazi. And be namazi's dua don't get accepted. So this is something that the viewers must understand, that your day starts. Imagine you start your day with the flag of Rahman. Now this one course is very beautiful. This is the viewers of Madhya channel must share. If you're living near the masjid, your flag is in the masjid for you. You can't read at home because obviously it's wajib to read in Jamaat. So if you ignore Jamaat, you're still leaving your flag. That means if you want to get the flag of Rahman, put the effort, go and read namaz in Jamaat, and you'll see the whole day will be fulfilled. And with the protection, Almighty Allah promises protection. And why we have to perform 5 times a day, Salah, is like we charge our spiritual battery. That means imagine you keep charging your battery, and obviously you become close to Rahman, Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is my short message to the viewers of Madhi channel.
MashaAllah, a beautiful message. Honestly, a beautiful message. Jazakallahu khairan, mashaAllah, for your time. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. And inshaAllah, I hope to have you again, inshaAllah, very soon or regularly, whenever you can. Give us time yourself. Anta Brazebhai, jazakallahu khairan for joining us today. My dear viewers of Madhi channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. We have heard from our respected Amiruddin by the importance of salah. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told us that this is a coolness to his eyes, to the eyes of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, that's why we're doing so much work. But please do, you also join in. If you can't join in physically, if you can't learn and teach yourself, then you can contribute monetarily. You know, with Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this ability where we have money and we are able to give. I would say give to Dawat-e-Islami. My dear viewers of Madani channel, that's all for now. Rise and Shine this morning is coming to an end. We shall be returning with more of me, more of inshallah, another topic too, my dear viewers of Madani channel. So please do join us tomorrow. And for now, continue to send salawat upon the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun